It's the 11th of March in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another lightly news evening, and joining me tonight is the wonderful Christine Miner over in Alabama.
Well, hello, and thanks for having me.
And we have the one and only vixen from the valleys, Miss Catherine Watkins.
I like that. Good evening, ladies. I hope you're both doing well.
I'm going to start doing the cheesiest intros I can possibly think of from now on.
Love it.
So we're going to jump straight in because Catherine and I actually did a 2-hour interview with Gary Waterman, who is the former police officer who discovered some fraud, which led him to uncover unbelievable crimes. But we'll come to that. It's huge. It's huge. So we're going to have to get that out tomorrow because we've got another interview we need to get out beforehand. So we're going to start where we always do with Kate Watch. Well, things have just gone mad. So last week, as we discussed the picture that was released that Kensington Palace never put out of Carol Middleton driving with Kate Middleton sitting next to her. One quick look, you can tell it certainly isn't Kate. The second look, you can see that the back tires, there's an extra wheels going towards the back. There's no security team anywhere, completely fake. Then over the weekend, Kensington Palace thought it'd be a good idea to release a photograph taken by William of Kate and the three children. And that was put out that she's on the mend. And here's a picture. Well, Sunday came. And Catherine, what did you find printed in The Guardian?
And he said, because obviously everybody had picked up on this, it was an obvious Photoshop, and that, and this is what I think is intentional. Do you know what I
It's
mean? It wasn't
ridiculous. It's
the thing,
ridiculous. It's
like it
clear. It's
wasn't,
Photoshop.
but the excuse they gave was because, oh, there we go, I've got it by here. I'll just read the headline out. This is
It's
in The Guardian,
ridiculous. It's so
and I just
ridiculous.
laughed as soon as I saw it. Princess of Wales says she edited fam she edited. Family photo recalled by picture agency. So because of everyone picking up on it, she's apologized and accepted responsibility for editing error that led to an official photograph of her and her three children being recalled by international picture agencies. In a tweet posted on the Prince and Princess of Wales social media platforms, Catherine wrote, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone's celebrating and had a very happy Mother's Day." Now that would be believable if it wasn't her, you know, because why would you even risk, you know, there's a controversial issue going on outside because you've not been seen for 2 months. So why would they risk then putting her edited? Do you know what I mean? Like rather than a, yeah,
It
nonsense.
just gets more ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what they're doing and
Me neither.
why they've done it because of what they're, you know, they're making Kate look just, I mean, this is probably the plan. William's probably behind all this, but it's pathetic. It is ridiculous. As we say, there still have been no official sightings. Not one single member of the public has managed to catch Kate collecting the kids from schools after all the cars, not just parents, but all of the cars that probably drive down that road. Well, wherever, there's not one
I
photo.
know, and nobody's seen her, not a single person, just some random photo edited of
Well, it gets better.
obviously Photoshop pictures.
Well, it gets even
Go
better.
on.
I didn't know this until Christine sent me a picture that, I guess, she's just incredible. Well, I don't know how she does it. So she then came up with a story in the People magazine under the Royals. Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. It's today's date. Kate Middleton seen leaving Windsor with Prince William for private appointment after issuing a photograph apology. So, what we see is a picture of presumably a Range Rover with Prince William. And next to him, we have a back of a head looking at a brick wall.
Could be anyone.
It could be you.
Definitely Kate.
And I mean, Christine, you did a reverse. You did the reverse image search to go and have a look.
I did.
What did you find?
There are hundreds of other photos just like this that could have been taken at any time. They could have taken this off anything at any time. There is zero background. There is zero information really in this photo. All you see is an ear, kind of. Maybe a cheekbone and the back of a head. That's it. There's no way to identify who that is, when that was, how that was. It is so stupid that this is what they're going to try to push off as, yeah, she's just out and out.
It is absolutely, it's just, it's ridiculous. But it gets better. Again, Christine found this. Oh, gee whiz. I don't know anyone who's picked this story up, by the way, yet. I haven't seen anyone picking it up. It was out 7 hours ago. So again, today. In The Independent, the headline reads, Lady Rose Hanbury, who is the Marchioness of Cholmondeley, I think it's called, Cholmondeley. The Marchioness of Cholmondeley lives at Houghton Hall with husband David Rock Savage, the 7th Marquess of Cholmondeley, and their 3 children. There is, I've gone down one page, pictures of Rose looking gorgeous, pictures of the home. We're going down pages here. Houghton Hall, another one of Houghton Hall, another one of some of the cottages on the ground, Rose Hanbury's front room, her at the palace back in 2019 for Trump's visit. It just goes on. And all of the comments. So one person has come up, as some of us know, The Independent definitely knows. They often say that public figures get seemingly needless coverage in the media. So this is why they're doing it at this time, doing this big hit piece on Rose Hanbury while Kate is missing. Kate had banned Rose Hanbury for coming to any events when she found out about the affair. I presume it was after Trump, but then she seemed to come back in. I wasn't sure if it was the Queen's funeral or the coronation. Rose was there. There's the woman who he was sitting, William was sitting next at the ambulance, who looked extremely like Rose. And we first of all thought it was. It's like, no way. Why now? When there's no mention of Kate. It's like they are literally deleting.
And they?
Just deleting her.
Yeah.
Like deleting, like, you know, back in the whole bloody, when they deleted part of history, you know, which is looking more and more clear, all that mud flood and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're trying to wipe out parts of history. They're trying to wipe Kate out because there has been absolutely no proof of life. Christine, what do you say?
It's just all fake and lies and smoke and mirrors. It's almost like it's exactly a mirror image of who the royal family really is. It's all fake and lies. None of it's real. None of it's real.
No, these are not good people.
No.
They're really not. So no. Maybe it's all finished. Maybe it's not. But that's really what we've got. We've got fake photos coming out of Kate. They're getting desperate. We haven't seen Carol Middleton. We've seen pictures of Pippa, who was the former girlfriend of the guy who was found with a blow to, not shot, they said, a wound to the back of his head, but there was a gun in presence. But they never used the word found with a shot to the back of the neck. That was never, ever mentioned. We had William cancelling the memorial for King Constantine. then him turning up the next day. I think he went up north where he was in a pub, like doing shots. And then there was the photograph of the bruises on his neck. What was that about? And still no word of Kate.
Yeah.
So we will continue. As we say, you got any news, more updates on Kate, email us at info@libertytactics.co.uk. Kat, what you got?
Yeah. Right. Well, firstly, I just want to read. I just need to go grab that link again so I can read it. So this is, I think this is from today, actually. Here we go. So this is about the biggest transgender lobby group, the WPATH, which is the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, right? They are the biggest and most powerful. So Trans Health Authority cites castration fetish sites in guidelines. Now, bear in mind, this is what, you know, the government use. And, you know, when they quote it, when they're trying to bring in all these, you know, apparently reputable organizations, WPATH is the top one, right? A global health body set in standards of care for transgender people is seeking to include men with castration fetishes under the transgender umbrella and links to a disturbing site hosting written child pornography in its guidebook. Now, bear in mind, schools and everything, you know, sort of go down this route as well. They use, is it, you know, like an NS, like a label, oh, but the NSPCC said so when people are pacified with it. That's what the WPATH is writing, transgender, right? The World Professional Association for Transgender Health released its newly issued standards of care on December 2nd. The document details WPATH's intention to include men who seek out castration, also known as eunuchs, as part of the transgender community. But perhaps even more disturbingly, the guide also sources an online forum called the Enoch Archives, which hosts a catalogue of disturbing fetish stories, some of which feature children. According to the document's chapter, the greatest wealth of information about contemporary eunuch identified people is found within the large online peer support community that congregates on sites such as the Eunuch Archive, which was established in 1998. The moderators of this site attempt to maintain both medical and historical accuracy in its discussion forums, although there is certainly misinformation there as well. The Fiction Archive, which is part of the Eunuch Archive, is neither medically nor historically accurate and is filled with fantasy. But what WPATH describes as fantasy could be more accurately described as castration fetish porn. The content includes stories about violent rape, sadomasochism, and highly sexualized stories of young boys being castrated or young boys castrating adult men in a fetishized fashion. In one story, a 12-year-old orphan boy in Italy is taken in by a man who propositions him for sexual services as he longs to be castrated. The man asks the child to sleep with him, and when the boy refuses, the man instead draws nude pictures of him. The story goes on to describe the surgery to remove the boy's testicles, followed by the child's expressions of gratitude to the surgeon for mutilating him. This is nuts. Another erotica story posted features a 15-year-old boy systematically castrating adult men who were referred to as slaves in shackles and chains. The adolescent character is described as so young and innocent, cute as hell, and not a full man yet. This is disgusting. The boy, with a number of young helpers, castrate and forcibly penetrate the slaves who struggle, scream, and resist. There is an abundance of content related to the concept of forced castration posted to forums on the site. One of the Eunuch Archive's regular participants shared a news article about the forced castrations performed by Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Insan, an Indian religious leader who was convicted of the rape of two female followers in 2017 and involvement in the murder of a journalist. That year, the BBC reported how Guru Singh's rock star image enabled him to convince as many as 400 followers to undergo castrations. Commenters on the Eunuch Archives occasionally request erotica stories. In a thread on the Archives corresponding forum titled Stories Including Animals, members of the forum discuss their furry fetish. Remember that when I go on to my next story, furry fetish, and pitch ideas for erotica that revolves around bestiality and animals castrated men. Disturbingly, an administrator of the Eunuch Archives has been heavily involved in drafting WPATH's new I don't know what that means, a new SOC, I think a new policy or something, for several years and has supported the view that the term gender identity should be expanded to gender incongruence to include those who participate in body modification. Multiple posts he has made under the pseudonym Jesus, wow, suggest he has had close contact and perhaps even influence over the editing of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM, mind. What? Wow. And even this most recent WPATH Standards of Care document, Jesus claims to have been contacted by Eli Coleman, the former president of WPATH, to devise the guidelines set out in the updated Standards of Care. The president of WPATH is a trans-identified male named Marcy Bowers, a surgeon and gynecologist who pioneered the pineal inversion technique that is often referred to as gender affirmation surgery. Bowers has conducted two genital surgeries on reality TV star Jazz Jennings. Jennings was socially transitioned beginning at the age of 5 and at 11 was placed on drugs to suppress puberty and hinder penile development. In 2020 episode of I Am Jazz, while taking a photo of Jennings' genitals, Bowers joked, "You could be a porn star for all the photos I've taken." Wow, we need to look at that person, Marcy Bowers. In 2008, a group of researchers from Canada and California collaborated on a research project on the topic of the male castration fetish and published their findings in the paper titled A Passion for Castration, Characterizing Men Who Are Fascinated with Castration but Have Not Been Castrated. Over 700 individuals responded to a survey shared on the Eunuch Archive, describing their reasons for their ambition towards eunuchdom. According to the research, the majority, 5%, 52% of wannabes who fantasized about castration, whether chemical or surgical, selected sexual fantasy as their origin of interest in castration. The second most common origin of interest, 27%, reported a desire to reduce an overactive libido. Several respondents wrote about becoming sexually aroused when witnessing animal castration. Quote, for some, castration was a very important first step toward a male to female transition, study authors noted. Some claimed to have been properly diagnosed with a GID by professionals, but others were self-diagnosed. As male to female transsexuals, they sought to rid their bodies of unwanted testosterone with or without supplemental estrogen to further their transition. One respondent wrote of his desire for becoming it, a submissive guy without sex drive. More common was the slave metaphor. As a slave, it would allow a greater focus on serving the pleasure of the master. What do you think of that? There's a few people I need to look into there.
I've just sent you the link to Marcy Bowers.
Yeah, and also the Eunuch Archives I want to look at as well. Like I say, these are the people that actually advise the government and stuff on these issues, right? And they got fetishes on there. The reason I said listen to furries is the children. We've seen this before. We got children who are identifying as furries, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's an adult sexual fetishism. And if they're going online typing in furries, they are going to come up with some extreme perverse stuff. You need to keep an eye on your kids. You really need to keep an eye on your kids. This is insane.
That is.
And the other one, just to follow on from that, just quickly, guys, obviously this one's not going to take me very long, but this was a school in South Wales. So literally where I am. And this was sent out to the parents today, I believe it was. And sorry, let me just find it so I can read exactly what it says to you. It's all checked out. It's definitely real. So this has gone out to the parents of a school in South Wales. And my computer's decided to run a bit slow. Right, hang on a sec. Where is it? Here it is. Right, so it says from Mrs. C. Pember at Brinteg Comprehensive School, puberty party. Good afternoon. There will be a puberty party on Wednesday, the 13th of March, for all pupils in year 8, that's 12 year olds, to celebrate their journey from childhood to adulthood. So from 12, now according to these, 12 to 13 is a transition into adulthood. This was in a school. This is insane. This is absolutely.
So who's the head teacher? Let's go and look into this head teacher. These, we've got to, this is so, This is so dark.
To be fair, I think this. I think people have massively kicked off with this, and this school's going to have had it loads of, like, they would have had it 10 barrels. Do you know what I mean? Because it's going around.
Why isn't it on the mainstream? Why isn't it? I should be able to go to the Daily Mail, and it should be there. It's not on the, it should be the number one story. It should be the number one story. And I've just gone onto the Daily Mail. Oh, I'm on the bloody, I'm on W. Oh, no, I want the UK one. It's because I've got a VPN going. No.
Yeah, no, there's nothing on there, though. There's nothing there. Oh, hang on. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is unrelated, right? But this, I got to read it to you. So this is from the 7th of October, 2023, this school, right? So I've just got to say, because I was looking for last story, this story came out last year. Seven teachers at one Welsh school groomed pupils for sex, and it was this school. Wow. Unknown freelance journalist who revealed how she was groomed for sex at one Wales' most highly regarded schools has told Nation Cymru that at least seven male teachers were grooming pupils at the school at the same time. In the wake of allegations made against Russell Brand, who has been accused of grooming a 16-year-old school pupil when he was 30, Jackie Stephen wrote an article for The Times in which she said she had also been 16 when groomed by a teacher aged 30. She has now confirmed that the school concerned was Brinteg Comprehensive in Bridgend, and that multiple fellow pupils had the same experience of grooming as she did in the mid-1970s. Wow. Same school. This was in the 70s, but it's the same school.
Wow.
Yeah.
But why isn't it? Why isn't this in the news? Why isn't it? There is a serious problem going on with this country, right? And the mainstream media are not touching on it. Nobody is aware what is going on in those classrooms. Your children are in danger.
Guys, we were telling you last week about what's going on in America, where they had the children sucking chocolate and off toes of and armpits of adults. Again, sucking toes or whatever is a sexual kink. This is insane. Everybody should be absolutely bouncing off the walls, as far as I'm concerned anyway, and as far as we're all concerned. Obviously.
Well, just going through the mail quickly, because I've got the US one, but I've gone on the UK section. An NHS psychiatrist and a Cheshire tyre fitter who ran a massive global paedophile ring called the Annex. An NHS psychiatrist.
Wow. Well, when was this from? Today?
Today.
Wow, read it out.
This is hard going. Christine, fill the time while I'm just getting the this story up. Any thoughts
what
on
you think, Christine?
Yeah, this is so dark and so disturbing. And it actually, it kind of leads me into a real quick one I've got here. We saw over the weekend at the Oscars, as always, anytime you get the elite together, you're going to have a satanic ritual of some kind. And at the Oscars, they had John Cena's humiliation ritual, where they had him come out on stage completely nude with a envelope in front of his privates, and he walked crossways across the stage so not to show anything. And then there's another video of him on Saturday Night Live, I believe, or in a skit of some kind, where he's in a dress doing, you know, this thing.
You're not going to believe this. Just sorry to interrupt you, Christine, right? Just as you're telling me that now, I've picked up my phone, right? And the very top post that's come up is somebody that has posted a picture of John Cena in that skirt and high and stockings and high heels coming out of a house.
Yeah.
This has been mad today, of all the things that have been jumping all at the same time, where things like has it not been absolutely?
Yeah, it has been a weird day today, hasn't it?
The Holy Spirit is directing everything today, and that's good, because God is highlighting things for each and every one of us that are jumping off the page, and they're all intertwined.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It is being wild today, actually, isn't it? For that.
Yeah.
So this guy, so first of all, it goes on about two people, right? So this is ridiculous. So they're focusing mainly on the tire fitter, a 28-year-old loner. They're always the loner.
They would.
By next college, talking to the male as awkward, nerdy, and obsessed, and a cat-obsessed computer whiz. Was sentenced to 16 years in prison. An Asperger sufferer, he'd risen to become second in command of the global operation known as Annex. And this Annex was a website of 100,000 paedophiles worldwide, where they would meet to share millions of videos, pictures of child sex abuse on the dark web. Sickening criminality was free under the cover and on anonymity, because the people would sign up, they never shared anything. So they're focusing on this tire fitter, right? And making out that he's the main one. Then there's a guy called William Yates, a divorced stepfather of two, who ranked just below Bake as assistant moderator. So that was Bake. So there's another guy, we don't know who he is. So then NHS psychiatrist Kabir Garg, meanwhile, he habitually used to get up early to fit in ship at the Annex before heading off to his job as an NHS psychiatrist. So he did have a job. He wasn't unemployed. He had a job, and he used to get up early, fit in a shift on the Annex, running it. Whose father is a prominent psychiatrist in India, was sentenced to 6 years in prison last June, having been unmasked as a gateway moderator on the site. So whether this guy, the psychiatry, was anything to do with children, they don't say. But they would talk very much part of the team, and they would expect to see with any business that provided a platform and to facilitate a community of paedophiles to encourage the abuse of children all over the world.
Yeah, this is, I watched a this is the thing, the dark web is like most of the web, the thingy. When I say there's a paedophile on every street corner, I'm not even exaggerating.
But the thing is, these people are, you know, there's bigger people above these.
They're massively organized.
You know, this is, the children are the biggest business.
Yeah.
You know, this.
When I was a kid, and this is true, I've spent a lot of time healing and looking back over my life, and I can talk about things without emotion, so it's not a problem anymore, and I'm able to look at things, you know, that affect our children, and it is very emotional, but it's not something that I have to carry, if that makes sense anymore. But when you look back, like, I personally was sexually abused as a child from infant to 15 consistently.
My goodness, Christina.
And it was multiple people. I can't count the people. I am talking, as a child, it happened so much, I thought I had a bullseye on my head. I thought there was something visible that they could see in me. And there is. When a child has been violated and lost their faith and their hope in what is good, they lose the light in their eyes. They have dead eyes.
This is something this is something Kim says, Christine, as well. And I just heard you say it too. There is something there that
the light goes out.
Yeah.
The light goes out. And predators can spot that a mile away. And what happens is you have children that have been abused, and they literally, you know, everybody says, how can God allow that to happen? Let me tell you what happens. When a child is put in a situation where they are being victimized, God gives them an escape, and he can pull them out of their body. Your spirit can leave and go to a better place while things are happening, and your body just freezes. It's like you're petrified, literally, but you're there, but you're not there, if that makes sense, you know? And it's disassociation. And it's what they use to separate and fragment a child's mind and their soul. And it creates soul fragments. And it literally, that's part of MK Ultra and this whole thing. You know, it's dividing your emotion and your mind. And it's just creating spiritual wounds. And then those things you carry in your soul for life. You carry them in your mind, your will, and your emotion make up your soul. Your spirit is separate from all of that. Okay? Your spirit lives forever. It never dies. It's always been here from the beginning of time with God. We were in heaven before we came to earth, and that's why we all have this desire to get back home, right? There's this longing just to get back home. And when I hear these stories, it is bothersome, obviously. We all get irate, and it's sickening, and it's hard to hear. It is hard to hear. And I've seen so many things that I'll never be able to unsee, because I went really deep diving when it came down to the kids, because of my own history and because I have grandbabies, and I just, you've got to do everything you can do to protect these babies, right? So, you know, I guess I'll try to sum it up like this. We have to do everything we can do to save our children. We have to get involved. We have to open our eyes. We have to be brave and talk about it. And I love you girls for doing that. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Because there is absolutely nothing on this earth more important than getting this out and saving our children. This is our future. This is the future of the world, relies on them. And if we're not going to stand up and protect them, who is? Who is? We've got to make this right. The things that are happening on that dark web, I've seen snuff films. I've witnessed things that, like I said, I'll never be able to unsee again. I do not recommend to anyone that you go on the dark web and look for any of that. I would highly encourage you not to do that. You don't need to see everything to know it. Sometimes it's okay just to know it is happening, and you don't want to live with the mental image in your head. So for those of you deep diving, consider that, because it really takes longer to work through some of that than what you might think. Yeah.
Wow. Don't know really what to say. I really don't. Like, you know, you've told me this, you know, some of the story. And I just I'm blown away, like, of the person you are. And I couldn't believe your story, Christine. There's just,
I know, and that's why I'm saying, I know God doesn't do that to us. That's not his will. He has given everyone else free will. He's given us all free will. And you can't hold what someone does against God. You can't do that. He is there to protect and love and save. And he is only good. God is absolutely good. There is no bad in him. However, as good as he is as righteous, and his judgment is coming. It's already here on this earth. And these idiots that think they've gotten away with all this and that think that they're untouchable, these egotistical maniacs that are living on our money and our wealth and treating us as slaves and cattle, I pity the fool. I pity the fool because, oh, God is patient and he is kind, but when he moves very swiftly. And there will be a day soon when you will just no longer see them. They will no longer exist. And I believe that with everything in my being. I know it.
Well. Whoa. Right. Where do we go now? Christine, you've got some stuff on Biden. And again, this is just...
Yeah, this kind of goes right into that same... Awful. Speaking of idiots, right? Yeah, I do. Well, we had a State of the Union in the United States, and the idiot known as Biden spent 2.5 hours yelling at the American people in some unhinged rant that made no sense at all, just full of lies. And it was I didn't watch it. I wouldn't watch it for anything. But in the process of his rant, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who we all know and love, stood up and held up a badge, a button that said Laken Riley on it. And she said, say her name to Joe. Say her name. Well, Laken Riley, if you don't know, on February 22nd, 2024, was brutally murdered by blunt force trauma. She was 22 years old. She was a student at Augusta University. And she was killed by Jose Ibarra, a 26-year-old illegal alien from Venezuela. Well, Joe Biden picked up the pen, held it up to the camera, and said, that's right, Laken Riley. Mispronounced her name. It's right in front of his face, L-A-K-E-N, Laken. He says, Laken. And then goes on to dribble something. None of it made any sense. And then the next day, Nancy Pelosi was doing an interview. And she said, I think they were on CNN, I can't remember. But she said, well, first off, let me just address what's obvious. Okay, I can't believe he said illegal. Okay. And the news person looked at her and said, I'm sorry, I wasn't even going to ask about that. She said, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to cover it. He called him an illegal alien instead of an undocumented person. And they said, oh, okay. So the big takeaway from our State of the Union address, Biden came out and apologized. Not to Laken Riley, not to Laken Riley's family. No, no. He apologized to the illegal alien that murdered her because he called him an illegal instead of undocumented. That's the state of the country right now where we sit. I'm livid. I'm absolutely livid about this. And not just that, but that is so beyond the pale. I don't even know.
It's shocking.
I don't even know how. It's ridiculous. It's
shocking. Well, yeah. It's just a young girl killed by an illegal immigrant, probably just been let out of jail more than likely.
Yeah.
And this is the clown show we're seeing right now, and it's It's so messed up.
It really is.
This is kind of, I don't know, Kat, what do you think of that before I go on to the next?
It's just nuts, isn't it? It really is. We are living in a massive clown world. Like, it's just unbelievable, but it's happening. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to get your head around, isn't it? It's just surreal. Everything is completely twisted and inverted. And it's quite obvious at this stage. There's no hidden agenda here anymore. The agenda's there out on the table for everybody to see now.
It's so obvious. And obviously it had to get to that point for people to wake up. And what's sad,
yeah,
I've still got family and friends that are as asleep as they were in 2020.
Yeah, me too.
I can't believe it. I can't even. Yeah.
Me too. I just want to start sticking with America because we do, you know, we've got a lot of American listeners. I have got into watching. So sad. When I'm just chilling out, I've been watching what is going on in Los Angeles, and it's to do with Scientology. I came across a channel who were talking about the child abuse within Scientology, the child trafficking in Scientology, the elder abuse, the slavery, and all linking then onto Danny Masterson, who was in that 70s show with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. He was convicted for life in prison for raping, I think it was about 10 women, but convicted on 3 of them, and they were Scientologists. He was raping them in a restaurant, not raping them, drugging them in a restaurant across the road from the Celebrity Center, where the Hollywood Walk of Fame is, all the stars, they've got their Celebrity Center, where they go out into the street and try and recruit people to come in and do all of these weird tests in regards to Scientology. And this woman who owns the restaurant, she knew about the drugging that was going on. She wrote letters supporting Danny Masterson, writing to the judge a bit like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis did. And she even was there every single day in court and continued to press for appeals. So this group of ex-Scientologists, some that were born in it, some that were abused within it, some that were trafficked within it, some with 3 generations have managed to get out, and they are trying to warn people about what Scientology is, because they don't pay any tax, Scientology.
No, they don't.
They've got millions and millions of pounds. I mean, they've got L. Ron Hubbard Way, you know, these gigantic, they own everything. And they've been doing a massive scam where they're getting their local Scientologists, you know, within their organization. They're this guy, David Miscavige, who incidentally, wife hasn't been seen in 6 years. Like, we need a hashtag of where's Shelley Miscavige, but yeah, that's a story. So no one's seen it. He's very elusive. Leah Remini, the actress, who's absolutely hilarious. There is an interview with Joe Rogan about her time in Scientology and what they have to do. And one of the most disturbing things is if a child, maybe of 9, if you've got to do an auditing session, which is questioning other Scientologists about how they've been behaving that week, what thoughts have they had, and they have to sit down and audit. It could be a 50-year-old man, it could be a 25-year-old woman, who knows? But these children have to listen to what the ex-Scientologists who are now speaking out would be about masturbation, that they masturbated too much. And they're talking about all these personal dark things to like a maybe 10-year-old child. It's really disturbing. So that's a bit about the Scientology which is going on. Protests are starting to protest. And joining them now is a group of young YouTubers who were walking around the street, but they heard about the case, and they have now all joined as a team to protest Scientology. They closed the center down, the Celebrity Center down in Hollywood. They're now focusing at La Pubelle, the restaurant owned by the woman who was supporting Danny Masterson, where they were drugged. Shocking. unbelievable things are going on with Scientology and with the LAPD. And I tell you, Christine, no wonder there are so many people not supporting the police. I know in other states, they're absolutely brilliant. You know, you get behind the police. I understand what's going on. And I think a lot to do why, because it's California, because it's Hollywood. This is just shocking.
They're so in the pocket of the elite. Yeah.
And Scientology, these protesters, thankfully they've got a guy called, he's called Filming the Police LA. He knows the law like anything. He knows section numbers. He knows absolutely everything. He knows, you know, when the cops are trying to pull some dodgy thing and make up some rubbish to get the protesters to stop or whatever. He's there, he's advising, and he's now fully on the team. Well, people are coming out of La Poubelle, and before they leave, the owner of the restaurant is telling them to start some trouble with the protesters so they can call the police to get them removed. There's been a few people who've come out there absolutely disgusted and told the protesters, but the protesters stay calm. All they do is put chalk. They just write chalk messages on the floor. So everyone who's going into the restaurant, they can read, you know, exactly the story, naming the people, you know, who've managed to get escaped. Anyway, there are people who are coming out and they are attacking violently these protesters. Bearing in mind, every single one of them is live streaming and they go for like 10 hours. There is multiple angles. The police have been called so many times to false calls. Pizza men would turn up wanting money to be delivering pizzas. Scientology are doing this. So the poor protesters, they haven't got any, they're not ordering the pizzas. It's other people. So it's causing major, major trouble. And over the weekend, there were protests. One of the lads was outside the Blue Building during the day. He had some posters that he was putting up. He had his blow, you know, the big mic speaker thing, Tannoy. And he's shouting out Scientology is a cult, David Miscavige, blah, blah, blah. Next thing, helicopters are circling overhead. So he knew because of a drill that happened a few nights ago where two of the young YouTubers, can't be more than 24, got swatted with guns drawn because Scientology had called them to say a young blonde girl was waving around a gun and threatening to shoot people and taking hostages. And if that girl had held her phone up and they could have thought it was a gun, she could have died. So this guy, couple of days later, helicopter's over, next thing, police sirens, they turn up. He immediately goes and lays on the floor and puts his hand behind his back because he knew what was going to happen. The cops could see that there was no threat, that there was no gun. They know who he is because they jailed him for 4 days without a crime because of Scientology 2 weeks prior. But they handcuffed him, they dragged him off the floor, they put him up against the car. They knew. Eventually, he got released. He didn't get taken in. A couple of hours later, a few of the YouTubers with an elderly lady, they were walking. A guy comes up, elderly Scientologist, on a scooter. They asked, excuse me. And what did he rams one of the YouTubers with the scooter. He then phones the police and say that this lad, the young YouTuber, had assaulted him and tried stealing his scooter when there were five other people around with the video showing exactly the old man attacking the young YouTuber. Police turn up, handcuff him. He is still in prison now, that young YouTuber. Even though they have all of the evidence that it was the elderly Scientology man. They all decide to go down to this police station over the weekend. They shut the main doors of the police station, wouldn't let any of them in, should have been stayed open for like 9, 10 o'clock at night. They locked the doors. There was one elderly ex-Scientologist who'd also gone down to support them. She was in her late 70s. She's knocking on the door saying, you know, she's elderly, she needs to... They all just stood behind the desk and looked at her. That's wow. It. The police do nothing. They're working for the Scientologists. Yeah. And all of these YouTubes, like, hat off to what they're doing because they are making a difference. They shut down the celebrity center. La Poubelle, they're there every single night. Young kids are usually out. These guys are supporting the victims. They're understanding about the child abuse, how it's involved with Scientology, the celebrities, they are learning and they are adamant. And there's no violence. They just stand out there with their messages and it's working. She's losing business. They are now, you know, the police, what they've done, LAPD, to these young people who are doing absolutely nothing wrong. They are the victims of crime.
Yeah, exactly. They're the victims, not the instigators.
Oh, really, you know? If you guys have a look on YouTube, they're unbelievable. Chris Without a Hellcat, Streets LA, Jessica Palmadosa. There's a group of them, and there's growing up in DOA. Scientology. Hey?
DOA.
DOA, Defender of Ants. He's totally loyal. They towed his car. They threw him in prison for 5 days because one of the young kids was getting attacked. DOA is quite a big bloke. He's a patriot. Mm-hmm. He gets behind causes, especially things to do with kids. He's been down there with him. He lives in his van. They arrested him for no reason. They wouldn't let him out, but they impounded that van. And he was innocent. And the lads that they'd all tried to get the van out for him because it was building up costs every single day that they had it in compound. They wouldn't let them. They wouldn't let him sign a piece of paper to authorize those guys to go and get it out. This LAPD, I can't believe Gavin Newsom. But they said Gavin Newsom's all involved with it. He's involved with the Church of Scientology. He's involved with everything that's going on. Like, and what is going on with the LAPD? Surely one of those guys must feel bad for what they're doing to see it when they're showing all these different, every single angle. There's no way you could get around it. It's all there.
Here's the deal, though. And it goes back to what we're talking about. And it's the same thing. It kind of leads into that, the next one, too. When you're dealing with the Hollywood elite, when you're dealing with the political elite, any kind, you know, again, education, finance, it doesn't matter what mountain of society it is. At the top of every mountain, it's controlled. There are gatekeepers, right? The LAPD are gatekeepers. So it doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong. There is no justice system in this country anymore. We can no longer rely on our justice system. And it's been like that for a while. It's not just the courts. It is the police. It's child protection services, right? It's everything that we deal with in our normal daily lives. They've turned them all against us. They've weaponized it all against us. And that is the plan. That's exactly the plan. When I was looking at a story over the weekend, I haven't even had a chance to really dig in it. I just saw where Mike Frittes, who was the security guard for Michael Jackson, has got kind of a tell-all video that I shared with you, but I haven't had a chance to watch it all. Where he's
was it not Fahim Muhammad or something wasn't his name?
Now that's the other one. He's exposing him in this video. He exposes him, and he exposes Kanye and Sony, or he talks about Kanye exposing Sony and the tie between Sony and Michael Jackson, of course, and how Diddy was also involved in Michael Jackson's death.
My God, I didn't know. So who's this guy? I know you've sent it to me, but this is new on me.
His name is Mike Fittes, Fiddes. And he was the bodyguard for Michael Jackson.
So, but the other, the Muhammad dude, was there.
Yeah,
the day
Muhammad guy was in charge of security. But this guy was Michael Jackson's personal bodyguard. This one.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's dropping it. It's on Anything Goes with James Inglis. I'm about 30 minutes into it, and so far it's wonderful. It's a 2.5 hour video.
Well, so I'm just reading something here. I've just typed it in. And this is actually in the Mirror newspaper, right? I've just typed his name in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is huge, my gosh. And this is actually from July 2021. Listen to this. Wow. Michael Jackson's former bodyguard revealed the truth behind his rumoured secret child room. Matt Fidesz, who was charged with looking after the late King of Pop before his death in 2009, spoke out over the child molestation allegations brought over to the singer. Right, okay. He doesn't mention anything about it, but he's slamming Jackson.
Interesting. This
That's
is
weird. What
this
does he say now then?
Well, this interview is a month old. Right. So, and it's a, like I said, he's exposing a lot, but they're just kind of, he's been going through his background and the way he grew up and all. So we haven't really gotten into a lot of it yet. So I just find it interesting because he's dropping some stuff on the connections between all of them. And, you know, like we say, I think we say it every day. It seems like everybody involved in all of every story we've talked about today is literally tied together because it's all the same people with all the same plan doing all the same stuff.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, Catherine, were we not on that interview this afternoon, we were saying exactly the same thing, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything is connected.
Everything is connected.
Definitely.
And once you see it, you'll never unsee it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read.
Mm-hmm. And the people that are pulling all of this, connecting it all goes through these one multinational companies like UNESCO, like the WEF,
yes,
like all of these three-letter agencies, these global agencies, NATO,
right?
Yeah, and that's how it's all done. It really is.
Yeah, and truly at the core of everything, we have good and evil, right? This is a spiritual battle. We've all heard that. It's a battle for the soul of our nation, right? Well, it's literally a spiritual battle being fought in the heavenlies. and
the main target, is the children.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, everything you can link back to the kids.
That's
because
true.
Every single one of these leaders is compromised and have been that because that's how they're there, right? This is no messing around. Put it on. There isn't one single election, probably across all of these. Well, I don't know. They've got the whole world. Satan's got the whole world. It's been a long plan. They're all in place in every single country. The wars, what a war make. Orphans.
Can I just say?
I mean?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Done. It's all about, you can link every single war because every single person is connected. They've probably all been adrenochromed. They've got so much on them, they've got to play ball. So they affect every single part of our society. They have people in place in every part. This is how they pull it off. We now only have, what, two or three major, the main mainstream media. Who is the, you know, there's probably two, isn't there? Is there two main ones that are pulling the strings with all the others because all of these big buyouts?
Right.
Christine, you identified, we talked on energy weapons last week. Interesting, in our interview today, Gary went on and found links, did he not, Kat? With weapon manufacturers.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, what does Christine wasn't in that phone call, on that interview. We'd came off the show. It was a two-hour show. 45 minutes later, I spoke to Christine and she said, you've got energy weapons coming your way. And it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. I said, have you seen the new direct energy weapon that Britain has? Yeah. She's like, what? Wait.
Today, the links that we are coming out, like what Catherine's just found,
uh-huh,
you know, everything is happening. It is all happening right now. And this might sound really cheesy, but I, for years, haven't known, what do I want to be when I grow up? I've always just like, what am I doing? Where am I going? I was doing the media, but blah, blah, blah. I tried getting normal jobs. I can't get a normal job because I'm too far right extremist. And it's quite clear every time I try just to get back to have a bit of normality, I get pushed straight away back onto this path. And now, because of the work that I've been doing over these years, all the Gordon Bowden stuff, all of the stuff I've done, it all is now, I'm seeing it now. I am completely seeing what I'm doing. And this is the path. And I think I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't have changed my ways and accepted Jesus, which I did. And now, to me, today has proved more than anything that God's got this. This is all I've completely had it anyway. As I've been saying, we haven't got to worry. But this is literally the final little coating, like the little icing sugar on top of the cherry. That's how I felt today. Maybe I've just gone on a bit. Maybe I should edit this bit out.
I think you went into exactly what I was going to say. Could you imagine this world? Okay, let's all rewind the clock to 2012 when Obama was in office. Okay? I don't know about you ladies, but I was screaming from the rooftops, this has to stop. What the heck is going on? Our country was going through the toilet and I could see it. And like everybody around me was completely oblivious to it. And I was screaming and nobody would listen.
He came in 2008, didn't he?
Yeah, but by 2012, we had
the second
seen
term
true colors, right? We had seen the true colors. Yes. So, I mean, he had turned this country into a racist pot of muck, and that's not who we were. There was fighting in the streets. They were burning down cities. Crime was
either a criminal, an absolute criminal druggie who, it's honest.
Yeah. And you look at where we were heading, because at that point, everything we're talking about today, they were in full control and they were heading to Agenda 2030 completely ahead of
schedule. They were heading to Agenda 2021, didn't they?
That's
Trump messed all that up and like literally.
Exactly right. I see. That's the one thing that I don't think anybody's really wrapped their head around yet. I don't think most people will get it until they look back from the end to the beginning. But I can see it now. And I have been able to see it, like I said, since 2012. There has to be something. When Trump stepped in 2016, I knew from day one that was it. And what was so funny is I was never a fan of his before he ran for president. I didn't know a lot about him. But as soon as I saw him, I had confirmation in my spirit, this man is going to change the world, and the world will be known as before Trump and after Trump.
Well, do you remember, Kat, when Obama was going to be the first black, the build-up, even over here in the UK, about Obama, do you remember that? Like, it's changing the world and this is such a step forward and everything. Do you remember that? I do.
It was huge.
She's still there. Don't you? Oh, I bloody do. I bloody do, because I wasn't properly awake. Where's Catherine gone?
You hear me?
You've gone up to Configure Camo Studio for some reason.
I don't know why.
What have you touched?
Nothing. I didn't touch anything.
You haven't been fiddling around. Well, your name is no longer Catherine Watkins. Your name is Configure Camo Studio.
I know, and I don't know why that is.
Oh, that's funny.
We have to give Catherine computer lessons. We've even had to do it live on a podcastathon before.
I know.
Just to manage to scroll down a page. It was quite incredible.
How do I change that?
That's I don't know funny. What you've done, darling. We'll have to do a... when you get off, you can share your screen and I'll tell you where to go.
I'm going to have to go. Yeah, I've got to do something online. I'm going to have to leave soon.
Right, we will close this up. Have you got any, hang on, let's, oh yeah, we're still going. Any final words, Kat?
just to keep going, guys, keep exposing. And, you know, when that interview comes out that we did with Gary Waterman, that really does need to fly around. Just keep it alive, keep it all alive, because things are happening at the moment and we need to strike while the iron is hot. So even though it's all happening, we have to work double hard and not ease off on it. So just keep going, guys. Keep sharing your stuff. Keep exposing it. Keep sharing our videos. It's, you know, and especially the one for Gary Waterman. That's going to be, honestly, it was a brilliant show, Lou, wasn't it? You know, very, very informative. So that's a real, real must listen, guys.
Yeah, and what I'm going to do is, there was the series, I've linked everyone to the first show that I did with Gordon Bowden, but they got unbelievable. It just went off. It went crazy. But I've gone and I've got to go through a hard drive to see if I can see find the raw recording. Some of them on Mixcloud are so bad. I have spoke to Rick and he might be able to clean some of them up. So bear with us. But I do encourage everyone to have a listen to the Gordon Bowdens. You can find them on Mixcloud and also on my old website at loucollins.uk. They're all there. I've linked the first one. We did have more to talk about. I just wanted to talk about a little victory in Ireland very quickly before we go, because Ireland had a vote. They were proposing to erase stay-at-home mums from the Irish constitution and to equate durable relationships with marriage have been overwhelmingly rejected by the voters. The family amendment promoting durable relationships as equal to marriage was rejected by 67.69 of votes and 73.93 of people voted down the care amendment on ending the state's commitment to stay-at-home mums.
Absolutely.
So that was a bit of a victory. I'm sure the government, as the Irish government does, as we well know, and what they have done since the Irish people originally said no to joining the EU, the government gave them yet another chance after a week of scare tactics to re-vote and think again. So I'm sure because of this, the community who believe in this nonsense will demand another vote. Maybe they won't, but knowing the Irish government, I'm sure they're going to give the Irish voters second chance to make the right choice or else. Oh dear. Christine, final words from you before we close the show.
Well, I tell you what, when those Irish farmers stand up, they may want to close their mouths. That's all I've got to say about that.
The Irish.
Yeah, this was a great show, ladies. Thank you all so much for having me, as always. And
pleasure, Christine.
We just pray you guys are all blessed beyond measure. We know we're covering some really heavy topics, and it's hard to hear and stuff sometimes. But
it has to be heard.
They really do. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We've got to season things and we've got to shine. And so the only way we can do that is by using the power God has given us through our voice to speak truth and speak unity. We're not trying to cause division. We're trying to bring people together in truth, whatever that is. Amen. Open, honest, transparent. It is what it is. And Amen. So we just appreciate all of y'all listening and thank you so much for sharing as well.
Amen. So we're going to get all the links up, linked to this new show. I will get the audio up first and get a video. We've also got a fantastic interview that Catherine and I did, my gosh, I'm embarrassed to say, nearly 2 weeks ago with Nikki over in Northern Ireland. And she's been exposing some shocking things going on in nightclubs over in Northern Ireland. And that was a great talk, wasn't it, Kat?
It was really good. It was really good. Really also, informative, I should say. Really informative.
Yeah, and we've also just released, I've actually changed the name because it was a bit too harsh. Just released the interview we did with the incredible Christina England. And my headline for the post was a bit much. So I've changed that. So it's a great show on vaccines, making some unbelievable links to some shocking stories, actually. So that's definitely worth a watch. And coming up tomorrow, we will be releasing our talk with former police officer Gary Waterman. And underneath here, I'm going to leave again the Gordon Bowden interviews. That's it. We will be back tomorrow night. info@libertytactics.co.uk. If you've got anything specifically for Kat, it's kat@libertytactics.co.uk. And we're working on getting Christine's email up and running, and it will probably be done by tomorrow. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Night, guys.